Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Welcome to this altar daily to do your personal waiting on the Lord. Then join us daily on the new prayer platform God has God given us, the Turning Point Prayer Hub, on our social media platform of YouTube, Facebook, and others. After receiving blessing from this audio Turning Point, then watch and pray on securing your day, 6:30 to 7 a.m. daily, Mondays to Saturday. Don't miss it. Combine the two, audio and video. It will totally transform you and everything connected to you. Welcome also to Saturday, the first day in November. Please open your hand and heart to receive and be responding with amen, I receive it. First day in the 11th month. The 11th month in the scripture carries deep spiritual and prophetic significance. In Matthew chapter 20, verses 6 to 7, Jesus Christ told us the parable of the 11-hour laborers that were given preferential treatment by receiving equal pay as those who work throughout the day and being paid first. I declare, this 11th month shall be your month of strange favors, of preferential treatment. Everywhere your face is seen and your names are mentioned, your children and your platform, you shall be treated first. Your application, proposal, submission, goods, products, services, and requests shall be attended to with zeal and passion. Who is this? God will stir up the heart of good people to do you good. If you can get something new, a new booklet, clothing materials, biro, or something in the nylon, something you have not used before, hold, touch, raise it, or point to it as a point of contact. Identify with something new for this prayer. Are you ready? I prophesy. May God bless you with new blessings this month. New miracles, open doors, opportunities, new relationships, new connection, new ideas, new sales, new business deal, new money, new global relevance. May this month bring you new landmark breakthroughs. If you have your anointing oil, anointed mantle, your bottle of water, hold them. I want to pray over them. If you don't for now, then receive the prayer later when you can. Hold them and replay this message. I prophesy, as you anoint yourself with oil, as you drink of this blessed water, as you lay your mantle, the anointing on this commission will flow continuously in your life. This is your month. I declare, this is your month in Jesus' name. Say amen, I receive it. Yes, receive it. November 1, born people, your birthday prayers, be blessed. Your birthday is blessed. May the rest of your life be peaceful, powerful. You enjoy prosperity and long life. Happy birthday. First issue for discussion today. Great Daddy, good morning. Please, the person that complained about the prayer line pastors not picking their calls is true. It has happened to me many times, and it can be discouraging. Thank you for your love towards us. Wow. Let me start by giving out again the three pastors' lines you can call if you need prayer of agreement or counseling. +234-818-543-8464. +234-905-444-2222. And +234-905-444-3333. Active time is 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Better if you make it on weekends. These anointed men of God are also pastors over assemblies, so they are very busy. If you are calling and they are not picking, then send a chat or an SMS. They will reach back to you. However, many people are also testifying of their prompt attention they receive from them and the impact their prayers made in their lives. I think in future, we may need to increase the number of lines. Media director, please see me so that we can work out on this. Callers, have patience. Everyone's need shall be attended to. Next, good day, Daddy. Thank you for all you do. If the Bible said, weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning, why is my case different, sir? I have been asking God for a house of my own for about 25 years now. I fasted, sowed seed, I borrowed money to pay my rent, and now I couldn't pay back. My daughter is a certified nurse. No job for her. Daddy, please, what else should I do? Wow. To start with, that our particular request has not materialized or prayers not yet answered does not mean God is not on our side. God remains God, whatever we may be going through. However, on this particular request to build or give you own house, what you need to build or buy a house is money. As we all know, and as I have taught us here severally, and I've written a book on it, God does not throw cash down from the sky. It is our work and investment it will bless for money to come. So my question to you is, which work are you doing? Which career? What trade and what investment? Please obtain and read my book, Why People Are Poor and the Way Out of It. Comply with the principles and the guidelines shared in the book. Within a space of time, your money and your investment will grow, so you'll be able to build or buy a house. God can also use someone to bless you with a house, but that does not happen all the time. The normal and the general way is to earn enough money to build or buy a house of choice. Don't lose hope and don't give up. God will answer your prayers provided you will do the needful. Your nurse daughter will also get a good job soon. Believe God. Next, there are three related questions here about the church leaders in Nigeria and the way Nigeria is going. I will read them together and speak to them briefly. Number one, please, Daddy, I'm asking again, what is the church doing about what is going on in Nigeria? The great men of God should not ignore what is happening in our great country, Nigeria. Another person, Nigerians are suffering. Our big church leaders are after their convention, traveling abroad. Many are staying over there, ignoring Nigeria, going down the drain. Third person, sir, you advise that we should participate in politics as Christians. I have passion for this, but my wife is against it. I have joined a political party. I intend to do ward consultation, but she is not agreeing. Wow. Your wife is a typical Nigerian Christian that wants good government in Nigeria, but does not want to have anything to do with it. They want a progressive Nigeria without participation and involvement. And I've said 1,000 times that will not happen. As for the church leaders, our big gatekeepers, it is the same. They are believing God for a miracle that will change Nigeria suddenly. And average Nigerian Christians see politics as dirty, a no-go area. Yet, they want good governance. They want the country ruled by visionary, competent, God-fearing, honorable, and leaders that love their people. Yet, they don't want to go near. Every general overseer with big membership, big organization, media power, global connection is building his own empire. We Nigerian general overseers are empire builders. No unity in the body of Christ either, and no common focus on rescuing Nigeria. The DPG that I lead by grace of God, we have built a structure that will make church relevant in Nigerian governance space. But the church leaders are not releasing their members to join the structure. So what can we do? If you follow the trend in Nigeria, even the genocide against Christians in Nigeria, alleged by the American senator, Senator Ted, our Christian leaders are arguing, contradicting themselves. While some are saying yes, many are saying no. Now, bad people are ruling Nigeria. Good people are locked up in churches, singing hallelujah, building their church empires, hoping that one day God will do a miracle, is unfortunate. Christian leaders are not united. They are also totally oblivious and ignorant on how political powers are run in Nigeria. The power of millions of their followers could have changed Nigeria, but they are a giant in slumber. Well, we'll continue from here tomorrow. Join us on YouTube and Facebook this morning on the Prayer Hub, 6:30 to 7 a.m. to take our weekly communion. Watch me on YouTube and Facebook as I bless your communion for you, 6:30 to 7 a.m. Month has ended. If you're a monthly tither, personal, corporate tithing, battle, thanksgiving, partnership commitment seed, and the seed of 11-11-11, we are sowing this 11th month of the year. Do so with joy, with faith, with expectation from God. I pray for you fervently. Each time we receive the alert of your tithe and seed. May God bless you and enlarge you. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until I truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a good day. Have a great month. Bye.